Chief Curator Holly Curis says the building and art inside were spared, but outside is a different story.
It was devastating. The water covered the entire lower tier of all of those garden spaces.
The gardens are littered with debris, uprooted plants, and toppled trees, a far cry from their usual meticulously trimmed hedges, sculptures, and clear reflection pools with a St. John's River view.
And the impact that they took as part of this storm is really unlike anything I've seen in my 14-year tenure at the museum.
She says there's also damage that can't be seen to the well and electrical systems. The gardens were designed and planted more than a century ago by nationally known landscape artists. That's one reason they're listed in the National Register of Historical Places. And they really haven't changed much since then.
Mrs. Kummer was a dedicated record keeper, and so we have all of her plant logs and journals, so we know exactly what plant varieties she bought, where she bought them from, what colors she bought them in.
Curis says the plan is to restore everything exactly as before. In the meantime, the museum is open at half price, but for those willing to pay full price, half the proceeds will go to support the garden rehab. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.